So anyway, let's get going with some nice meditation. So, sitting down, please close your eyes. And with the eyes closed, it's good to start off with some awareness of your body. It serves two purposes. First, to relax your body, but also to build up the power of awareness supported by kindness. When those two come together, you can actually experience this for yourself. You start to relax quite deeply. So start with your feet, furthest part of the body from your head. And for many people, is so far away that people aren't much aware of their feet at all. But when you ask the question, feet, how do you feel? How are you? Then you can start to pick up sensations in your feet. You're making what we call a neural connection with your feet. And once you get connected to your feet, you can sense them. Are they comfortable? Can their level of comfort be improved? This is adding the kindness to the mindfulness. And I don't know, but every time I sit down to meditate, I can always improve by just adjusting the posture slightly. So my feet aren't so squashed. And then even further, I can actually feel the sensations of my feet. And I just wish them to relax. Kind of learning how to open them up, no tightness, no tension, no pulling, no pushing, everything is as comfortable as they can possibly be. I care, even for my feet. And once I start to do this, the feelings in the feet are more easy to notice and they are more delightful. I literally am relaxing my feet. People may think it's crazy, but when you can do it yourself, it's very brilliant and really helpful. Once my feet are pretty relaxed, then I go to my ankles. You may have strained your ankle, twisted it or whatever. And now you're just being aware of the sensations in the feet or in the ankles and wishing them well. In the same way that just talking to your child can relax them. In a forest, and sometimes even talking to the birds or other animals in a forest. I don't know if they understand my words, but they certainly understand the feelings and where they're coming from. And they can also relax. And now I'm just wishing my own ankles to be at ease. And I feel them responding. They are relaxing. It's like they're sinking into the cushion rather than being tight. They're easing off. And go up to my lower legs, the calves, the skin and the bones. And I can feel almost like the throb of the blood through those muscles. And learn how to relax everything in my lower legs. So it's like totally at ease. Sometimes I imagine that these muscles, that something is pulling each end of it, stretching it, putting under tension. And I learn how to let go of both ends. So it becomes loose, with hardly any tension on those muscles at all. And once my legs, lower legs, are relaxed, and go to my knees, They've got a different type of sensation and a feeling to them. These are bones and ligaments and skin. But after a while, when you focus on that area, you soon pick up a sensation, a feeling. Now the next job, once I know how my knees feel, is to see how much I can relax them. You know, sometimes out of fear or overreaction, we can tighten things up. So if you can't relax your knees, just imagine tightening up the knees. And then let go. And usually whatever part of your body they try this on, tensing up and then let go, usually become more relaxed than when you started. And then go to my thighs. Feel the muscles of the thighs. And even though I can't notice any problems in my thighs, nevertheless I can always relax them that little bit more. Sometimes just caring for them, not passing over them too fast. Say that these muscles, which normally don't misbehave, that I care for you. That allows the muscles to relax. And then to my buttocks, always feel the pressure of the buttocks carrying the weight of my body on top of the cushion, making sure that those buttocks are also peaceful, relaxed. And the feeling of pressure, no way I can get rid of that feeling because that's a physical pressure. But what I can do is make sure it's even. There's no like spots which are more pressured than other spots. Because when you have that evenness of feeling, that feeling will soon disappear. And I go to my waist, because the way the monk wears their clothing, there's usually a waist belt. I've got to make sure it's not too tight or too loose. And also the muscles of the waist are nicely positioned. I do that through a bit of movement. But once the movement has done its job, then I give this wonderful sense of protection. You're safe, you don't need to tense up. Ease, comfort. Until even my waist feels much more relaxed than when I started. Also make sure my back is comfortable. There's no rule about what that comfort actually looks like. You find out for yourself, experiment until you find the best position for your own back. And then I go inside my body, starting at the bottom of the torso, kind of sweep the attention upwards. And if I can find any tightness, tension, aching, anything which is a little bit unusual, I will pause there. Pause and give so much kindness that that part of the body relaxes. And this is also where I learn what kindfulness is. Because if I give kindness to this part of my body which may be tight or aching, if I give kindness there, it relaxes. It feels safe. It doesn't need to tense up. Until as I sweep this attention up the body, all these areas which could have been achy, tight, even painful, they all ease off. The mindfulness and the kindness working together. Move the attention up to the stomach, to the lungs, to all these organs in my back, which I usually don't give me any problems at all. If I feel anything as I sweep the attention up my body, which feels a bit out of order, just pause, smile on it, be kind. And it always seems to relax. Till I get to the top of my torso, the shoulders. And every time I do this, the shoulders always begin tight. And one way of relaxing them is, as I mentioned earlier, is tightening them up first of all, squishing them up, making them as tight as possible, and then let go. They tend to loosen off more than when I started. It's also where you can learn what letting go is. You make them very tight and then you let go. And they relax. And I send that awareness down both my arms. If you've got any injury or wound there, you can feel it, pause, give it kindness, and it feels better. Pass the elbows. Down the forearms. I'm going fast because my arms and hands and wrists are usually in very good shape. To the hand itself. In those hands, I can feel those fingers there. There's lots of sensory material down there. I can feel them so easily. Just want to make sure they're all comfortable. Once my hands are comfortable with the whole arms, I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Some people do have neck pain after they meditated because they don't put their head in a comfortable position at the beginning. So now I move my head to the left and right, back and forward, so I can find the most comfortable position for my head on top of my neck. And lastly, I can feel the sensations in my face, around my eyes, and my mouth, and my nose. Once you can be aware of those sensations, how it feels, then a little bit of kindness can relax everything. The facial muscles feel more at ease. More relaxed, more pleasant. And when I've relaxed my facial muscles as much as I can, then I try to be aware of the whole body, from the toes to the head. Experience all of it, relaxed to the max. And at this time, I also always experience this feeling of delight, the delight of relaxation. My mindfulness is much stronger than when I began, and there's a sense of pleasure associated with it. Mindfulness is a delightful experience. And I indulge in that for a minute or two, just in knowing what it's like to be relaxed bodily, not needing to move. And then I let my body go and start moving into the mind by asking myself, how peaceful am I? Sometimes to help, I give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is very agitated. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I just want to know how peaceful I am. I'm getting that awareness of the mind, because peace doesn't live in the body, it lives in the mind. And I also notice how that level of peace moves closer to one, to being really peaceful. First of all, abandon all past and all future. It's not the time for it right now. Right now, I've only got time for right now. And I also learn how not to try and describe things with words, to not give things names, but to know in silence. And that is usually enough mindfulness and peace to go deeper into meditation. I will now be quiet. I will ring the gong again. I'll ring the gong next at the end of the meditation. In about 10 minutes' time. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. Don't open the eyes yet. But experience how you feel. What's peace and stillness like? You don't even need to capture it in words. Just to know the experience. What does the body feel like? How relaxed is it? Is where you know for yourself the benefits of meditation. I will now ring the gong 3 times. When that gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, you may open your eyes to end the meditation. Good.